have the courage to say no. Huh. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Have the courage to say no. Now, I teach our students here, always say yes. Well, Herb, if you're always teaching people to say yes, why are you telling them have the courage to say no? Well, you have to have the courage to say no by saying yes. Because you're always saying yes. You're always saying yes. Someone says, would you like a drink? You say, yes, thank you. That'd be very nice of you. And at another time, please, though. Would you like to go out tonight? Sure. I'd like to go out tonight, but I have another engagement, but thank you very much. Would you like to have a date? You know, sure, it'd be fun to have a date. However, I am at the moment, what do you say?
Steady going.
I'm going steady with someone already, you know. It's been a long time since I've gone steady. I'm going steady with someone already. And so, see, even that rhymes. And so, you don't have to say no. You just say, that's it, you know. And that's a very powerful and a very important thing. Have the courage to say no. Let's say no by saying yes. Because if you just say no, you see, in real estate, I think I've told you this before, in sales work, the minute you can get the customer to say no, then the sale begins. Up to that moment, it was just order taking. You want to go on a date? Sure. No problem. No, yeah, they like you, so they're going to go on a date, and whatever you're going to wear is okay. Whatever you're going to bring them as a little token is okay. Whatever you're going to, wherever you're going to take them is okay. That's not acceptable. You want to go on a date? Well, I don't know. Where are we going? You know, what are we going to do? I think you're a wonderful person, but where are we going? What are your plans for us? Well, I thought we'd go to the beer joint and do a little dancing and stuff like that. Well, I haven't been to a beer joint, in fact, all my life. And I think a beer joint is not quite what you would like, the place you'd like to take me. Where would you think I'd like to take you? Well, let's go to the ballroom. I love waltzes and things like that. But you got to dress up when you go there. Yeah, that's true. That's what dates are all about. Dressing up, putting your best foot forward, making me think that you're just a wonderful person. Now, I think you're a wonderful person right now, but you're not the kind of person that I would like to go to the ballroom with or to the theater or, you know, to the ballet or something like that. You're an ordinary beer-drinking Joe who's just fine. That's lovely. But I love society. Now, you're not saying no, but you're giving the person something to think about. And he says, well, babe, you're beautiful, you're a doll, you're wonderful, but that's just not my thing. And she says, well, I only go out with people who enjoy my thing, because I am me, and I like me, and I like the things that I do. And I never ask people to do things that I do unless they want to. Now, if you want to, that'd be wonderful. But I'll just be available for the fellow who comes along and says, hey, I know a place where there's some beautiful disco dancing going on. And I'll say, hey, that's nice. Who are you taking? I'm not going. Disco dancing doesn't turn me on. I'm for foxtrots, you know, waltzes. I'm for even square dances. Hey, square dances are lots of fun. And even round dances, you know, polkas. Oh, yes, I love polkas. But polkas and disco, you know, you can't get with it. This is another age. Yeah, it is another age. But I guess I'm just old-fashioned. I'm old-fashioned in many, many ways. Yeah, yep. I never kissed on my first date. Maybe the second or third, but it all depends. Maybe there's no more dates after the first date. And I won't give away my precious rose for, you know, somebody I'm not really interested in being with. You know that. I will kiss a child, any child. And I will kiss when we do our OMs together, and when we're in our group therapy and group programs together, group meditations. But that's a different thing. Everybody is harmonious with the program. And then I'm harmonious with the program. But have the courage to say what's on your mind. But always say it with a positive response. And now all the things that I've just got done saying to you, we're saying no, 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 no. Now I started to say that in real estate and in sales, the sale begins when the person says no, and that's exactly right. When you say no, then let's see now, how can I change her mind? How can I win them over? How can I change them to be a yes? You see? But if you say, do they have waltzes? Hey, that's fine. And what are you going to wear to him, you say, or to her? I mean, it could be either way. What are you going to wear? And he says, well, I'm just going to wear my sport jacket that I got on. Oh, don't you want to dress up fancy for that? My goodness sakes. Of course, now, if you don't have any fancy clothes, that's okay. Oh, I got lots of fancy clothes. Well, let's see what you got. Let's go out to lunch tomorrow and wear something that you think is real fancy. What's that? What?
Ideal.
Yeah, yeah. But you see, the thing is, she's not saying no. She's just saying, I'm in charge. Get the message? I'm in charge all the way along. You want to go to bed with me? Aren't we a little premature on that? It's not no. It's not yes. But aren't we a little premature on that? That's not one of my priorities. That's not one of my priorities. I will never say no because I might fall in love with you. I might think you're the most beautiful person in the world and immediately become compelled to be one with you in every possible way. And so if I said yes or no, then, you know, no way. But my mother always taught me that if it is true love, the sex can wait until you're married. The sex can wait until you're really choosing the one that you want forever and ever. And now, in this day and age, sex seems to be a very open commodity. It's available for everybody on this internet, you know. And people talk about it. But let me tell you something. People don't do it as much as they talk about it. People talk about it. It's same in the Navy. The guys would come back, I told you about that, and they'd have this smile on their face and go to bed. They had an experience. The other guys, they came back, yak, yak, yak. Oh, I had this one, I had that one. And joke, 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 you know. They didn't even, the girls wouldn't even give them a tumble. And of course, if they didn't have enough money, the girls didn't give them a tumble at all. So you see, that was those days, and that was that time. And that was the port cities where the Navy pulled in. And the girls had to make a decision whether they were going to hold out for the real love of their heart or whether they're just going to be part of the game that these fellows like to play. But, again, have the courage to say no by not saying no. Have the courage to say no by asking Socratic questions that reveal to you whether this is a person that you would like to have a beer with, whether this is a person you'd like to go out and have a cocktail with, whether this is a person you'd like to go out and be in a party with. Would you like to introduce this person to your mother or to your friends? You see, that's all a bearing in there. If this person is such a fantastic character, and you want to introduce him to your mother, and he says, oh, hey, let's hold off on that sort of stuff, and I'm not interested in getting so deeply involved, well, then forget it. Anyone who doesn't respect your mother, even on a visiting basis, you don't want them in your life, because they have no values. But the person who says, why, sure, I know your dad would like to approve of me, or your mom would like to approve of me, you know? Woman or man. And if they don't feel that way, hey, you just say, my mom always approves of my dates. My dad always approves of my dates. Boy, you're old-fashioned. You noticed that, didn't you? Yeah. I think that's what you like about me. It's because I'm old-fashioned. But you see, again, I place this mainly in the feminine side of saying no, but the masculine side has to do it too. Because more men are seduced than women will ever be seduced. I have commented on that many times. And the reason that I'm saying that is that women are so alluring. They wear these fetching clothes with the low blouses, the décolleté, yeah, you know, and even going down into the bottom of their back, you know, the skirt open there and stuff, and then their legs sticking out. Well, here I am, you know, jazzy-doo, you know, and I'm ready for everything. And they're not. They're not. The girls who wear those split skirts, they're not ready for everything. They are in charge. They're the ones who are the masters. But the thing is, they put out the wrong signals. The guys get the message to think that they're ready for love, and all they're ready for is just a good time. You know, no signing up on the book here, on the dotted line. But again, with the men too. Now, let's go into another area there. And why do I say that the sale begins when the customer says no? Because then you have to start saying, oh, put on some different clothing. What kind of clothing does she like? Do this, do that. Now, your son playing in the sandbox, and the neighbor kids come over, and they want to play in the sandbox too. And your son says, my mommy says I shouldn't play with you. Why does your mommy say you shouldn't play with me? I don't know. She just says I shouldn't play with you. And, well, go ask your mommy why you shouldn't play with me. So the kid says, all innocence, he goes inside, mommy, why shouldn't I play with Jerry? And mommy says, well, Jerry comes from a bad family. Jerry comes from a mother and father who have been in prison. Jerry comes from a family who are always in trouble, and the police are always at their door for one reason or another. Jerry comes from, but mom, there's nothing wrong with Jerry. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. And I guess Jerry knowing you might strengthen Jerry to have values and be a good kid. Gee, Mom, thanks. I knew you'd like Jerry just like I do. Can I bring him in so you can meet him? Why, sure, son. My goodness. Hey, bring him in. And I saw two other guys there. Who are they? Well, they're my buddies. Well, bring them all in. Let's have some ice cream together. So they all come in and sit around the kitchen table having ice cream. And the mother says, now, say your prayer. Before you ever eat anything, you say, and the kids are looking at him, say your prayer for ice cream, what the hell is this? And so then the kid says, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And they say, that's a prayer? Sure, that's a prayer. And so then they say, hey, I like that. I'm going to tell my mom and dad about that. I'm going to tell them all about it, you know. That's good. And Jerry, he had his head bowed down, and he says, aren't you going to say amen? And so his friend says, why do you ask, are you going to say amen? Well, my dad always says amen when we close our prayer at dinner time. Oh, you pray at dinner time? What kind of prayer do you have? Well, we just say, thank you, Jesus, for this food. And that's all. Amen. And, oh, really? Hey, that's, Mom, did you hear that? Jerry's dad always prays at dinner time. What does he say, son? Thank you, Jesus, for this food. Amen. And he always puts amen after it. We don't say amen after our prayer. Well, that's Jerry's prayer, Jerry's dad. Our prayer is just a little different. The amen is there, just unspoken, you know. And Jerry, the mother says, what does amen mean? And Jerry says, oh, it means the end. Oh, okay. That's a good thing. Amen means the end of the prayer. And so whenever you hear amen, you know the prayers are over. You know, you can lift up your head and you can start eating. And his friend says, hey, cool. You know, Mom, maybe we ought to say amen. But Mom says, you know, son, we don't bow our head when we say it. We just look straight ahead and we say, This food is healthy for my body and filled with love, with all of our joy and harmony and happiness. And Jerry said, wow, I'm going to tell Mom and Dad about that. I like that one too. Not that he didn't like the other one, but I like that one too. Now you see, do you think an impact was made on Jerry's life at that moment? If the mother had refused her son from playing with him because his parents were rather troublesome, what would happen to Jerry? And all the children were to refuse him just because his parents were not too good. This oftentimes happens. So we have to learn how to say no by saying yes. And Jerry felt part of the family. Now, what did the mother say to Jerry? Jerry, you're always welcome in our home. You're always welcome in our home. But we always have our own customs and our own ways of doing things, so just pay attention, but you're always welcome. And Jerry says, nobody ever said that to me before. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, and you see, what wonderful magic can be played by just playing this role of Socrates, you know. How beautiful it can change our world and change the world of everyone who's in it. And these are the type of stories we have in our children's stories, our bedtime stories, our Mr. Candle stories. These are the type of stories that Mr. Candle talks about. And perhaps we'll get Mr. Candle going on making a new series or so of Candle stories. Maybe 100 or 200 more, huh? How about that? But I don't have Stefan here to light the candle for me as, yeah, you're all ready to light the candle for me, aren't you? But I was thinking perhaps of just winding up a bunch of them and doing them at my leisure, you know, and in my own time. And when I feel delighted with contents and so forth. But we'll do them. We'll do them. And they are fun. But like tonight's message, have the courage to say no by saying yes, by being an uplifting blessing to yourself first and to your world. And just watch what happens when you live the type of life that you can live, and you will live, and you do live, by liking yourself and never saying yes to something that you do not want to participate in. You can always change it. Somebody says, hey, let's go play ball. And you know that it's in an area where they can break windows. And you say, yeah. And I was just thinking, I was watching the fish were running in the creek, and I got my rod all set, my fishing pole, and I want to go down and, oh, really, the fish are running? Man, oh, do you have an extra pole? Can we go too? You know, so you all just sort of institute a new comment, a new thought, new direction, and all of the other activities that you were not happy to be part of no longer are interesting. So, have the courage to say no by saying yes. And I say I love you.